Welcome back to the Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. I'm Bay, and I'm joined along with my neighbor Jay.
How are you today?
I'm doing great, Jay.
All right, the weather's nice, huh?
It's much better. It's a little overcast this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it burned through, and mm-hmm. we are with some, maybe about 80 degrees or so.
Okay, yeah, not compared to like the last, like 2-3 weeks ago. It's burning, and I don't do well with the heat, man. I just get really, I lose my patience.
Oh, yeah, amongst other things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Man. I gotta take like multiple showers on those days.
Just feel for real, sticky, right?
And just wanna just get cleaned up. It feels like, yeah. You know what I mean.
It made me want to go to the gym just because at 24 they just have the AC blasting all the way through, so it was a good relief.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I just don't like playing like video game and then sweating while you're playing and trying to beat a story or trying to beat somebody up on Guilty Gear, you know, and get even more sweaty.
are you one of those that just puts a fan directly on you? That's what I do.
Yeah, I used to, but now I have a ceiling fan like right above me, so I just have that on high.
Okay.
And then like throughout the house all the fans are running even though there's nobody there. Maybe that's just because the Rocket's there, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want him to burn up with his fur. That's a terrible feeling.
Oh, Rocket's a good guy. Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, for our episode number 34, we're talking about Gamescom today. And Gamescom, we've got some of our favorites there. This is an online showcase. Games like Midnight Suns, New World, an Amazon game. And one of my favorites from there is a game that I sent you that video, Jay, and it was Gigabash. I'm so looking forward to talking about that one.
Yeah, like it's like Rampage, man. I remember going to the arcade in Nickel City and just climbing those towers and just hitting right, that's what you're doing. Hitting the towers, getting points, and eating the humans.
That's what Rampage was, right?
Yeah. Yeah, then you would compete with the other kaiju type of character.
Right, there's like a werewolf, there's a King Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Godzilla type.
You just knock them off, right? That was the point of the game.
But
it's like points.
They're like supposed to destroy the buildings.
Was there a time limit on that?
Either that or I don't know, man. I would always have to insert more quarters.
Those arcade games, the arcade days where
you know, you only get a few more minutes, and then you got to throw another quarter in.
Yeah.
And then you shrunk down to like a regular human.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then you could like eat the other dude, or somebody could eat you, or something like that.
Yeah. That's right.
That was a fun one. Yeah. And, you know, games that we were playing this week, got kind of a dry week for new games. And so I did try out Tales of Arise, and we'll talk about that. And I'm continuing to play Judgment, and that would be Yakuza Judgment. And how about the new revised 4K version of Horizon Zero Dawn?
Oh, I can't wait for you to tell me about that. Mine's in the storage right now. Mine's boxed up because I, you know, it's a PS4 game and I used to get all the discs. And now lately I've just been all mostly digital. I think the only physical copy of a game I have is Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Wow.
Unbelievable because I usually collect a lot of items, and I think going forward it's just going to be like Final Fantasy, and that's all I could really think of that I want like a physical media. Because it's just too convenient where I can jump from Hades. I'm like, nah, I don't feel like playing that right now. Let me go jump into Ghost. And then I beat Ika Island. Let me go play Splitgate. You know, it's just jumping instead of getting my lazy butt out of the chair to swap discs and everything.
Well, I did notice, like, because I do like to try to get physical.
Yeah.
But when it's on sale at the PlayStation store, and it's on sale for much cheaper.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna go with the digital version.
Yeah.
Right. I did see that it wasn't going to be easy for me to get like the director's cut without having to pay more or something like that. Because I don't know I didn't even know how they could even do that. Like if I was to go to like GameStop and try to get the disc, you know, because I looked on their website and they only had the $70 version of the game.
Oh, they phased out the other one?
I don't know.
Unless you buy it used, right? And then you could purchase it online.
Yeah.
Right, for the digital copy.
Yeah, that would have to probably be the way to go. Because I do have the disc for that.
Yeah. I think Mike was saying, you know, our guest host last week, he was saying that, because him and his brother share games at times, and he was going to, in order for him to play the director's cut, he would have to get it from his brother and then pay the $30. Or just buy the copy for $70.
Right.
But then there's, like, he already beat it already, so there's that issue, like, does he do that and play the whole game all over again to get his $70 worth, or does he put down $70 and just play the 5-hour main campaign? And if he just golden miles it, you know,
right?
Because that it's a little longer than 5 hours if you totally liberate Ika, yeah.
Do all the things there. Mm-hmm. Pet all the animals, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the deer, the monkeys, the cat, the kittens.
The kittens.
Yeah.
Hear them purr.
I did like that, where you would have to use the flute and then use the dual sense to navigate the tune, the melody a little bit.
Really?
I never messed it up. I'm curious what would happen. Because the further
you just have to do it over.
Yeah.
You're talking about like when you have to move the controller to do the flute?
Yeah, when you're tilting it, yeah. Does the animal like stray away from you? Because the further you go, then it comes gets closer, right?
I don't know. I didn't notice.
It's like I don't like your music. Bye. Is that
what happens? I'm not sure, but I remember it's funny because like you would like totally go into a bloody bash with somebody, and then next thing you know, you're standing next to a spot where, oh, this reminds me of my mother. And you start playing the flute.
Yeah. It's funny. I was doing that, and I got interrupted by an enemy, and then took me out of it, and I had to beat down the Mongols real quick.
That's funny.
And continued to play the flute for the deer.
That's good. That's good. Wow, Ghost. That's a great game. Lots of
I love it.
Great cinematic screenshots that I've been taking.
Yeah.
Good game.
How's the new watch?
I like it.
Yeah.
You see, I didn't even have to go to my phone. I just was able to turn it off from there.
Yeah.
I haven't unlocked all the great gadgets from it. I'm just using it for time and a stopwatch and counting my steps, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I like it.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers are bigger, so I can see it.
And you can change the bands and everything on that, right?
Yeah, I did change this one. This is a lot more comfortable than the one that it came with.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's talk about some unique downloads and go through our traditional starting lineup here. And unique in France was Annecy.
Hmm.
And happy to see that download. And in India, we got our neighbor gamers in India. And I'm so appreciate these downloads. We got Guntur, Delhi, Silapathar, Gorakhpur, Kozhikode, Bengaluru, Murshidabad. And one thing I got to say about India, they are so catching up to the U.S. as far as amount of downloads.
Mm-hmm.
So I always got to give them props and credit whenever they download us. And we got our regulars in the U.S. with Leander, Texas, and Jacksonville. They're regularly coming every week. So appreciate you all there. And in California, Carlsbad, Sylmar, Castro Valley, Temecula, San Diego, Calexico, and Chula Vista. And a shout out to Temecula. Thank you for those downloads out there. If it happens to be my nephew out there, thanks, little Daniel. Appreciate you, man. And you know what? Great week for downloads. But the one thing that I always look is what's trending on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this scene of a phone booth, right? They had a picture of a phone booth, and they had the gal from on The Matrix, and they said, can you name a movie you like that features a scene with a payphone that is not The Matrix?
Okay.
What could you think of, Jay?
Superman.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. How about, this is one of my favorite ones that I saw on here. I didn't click with me right when I was thinking of it, but Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
Keanu, you're talking about this is pre Keanu Cool Reeves.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was I don't really recall that movie too. I think I was too young to watch it. To understand it, comprehend.
They used a telephone booth as a time machine. It was super corny.
He was really goofy, right?
Yeah. He totally.
Surfer dude.
Surfer dude. Gnarly dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then the other one that was real popular on this Twitter feed was Colin Farrell in The Phone Booth.
Oh.
You remember that movie?
Mm-mm.
He was like trapped in a phone booth and like there was a sniper or something shooting.
Vaguely remember that.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. I do vaguely remember that. And he's like giving direction or talking with, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of my favorites that I would list on there is Terminator 1 and Terminator 2, where Schwarzenegger, I think in Terminator 1, he went up to some dude and he like threw the guy because, you know, he's like a big monster robot.
Yeah.
And the guy says something like, dude, that you got some kind of attitude problem, man. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the other one was when he was with the young boy, and on the other side of the phone was the other Terminator,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of tricked him into saying the wrong name of his dog or something.
Yeah.
On the other end of the phone, good phone booth stuff. One last one, and we'll move on. Was the movie Falling Down? Do you ever see that movie?
Mm-mm.
Okay, Michael Douglas, Mr. Pym from
Hank Pym.
He was in this movie where he just loses his stuff. He like goes crazy. He goes off the deep end, and it's called Falling Down. And he's in like I want to say like traffic, LA traffic or something, and just goes crazy and just starts killing people and doing crazy stuff. Oh. And then there's one point where he's in a phone booth and some guy's like, man, it's disrespectful. You know, you should be more considerate to others that want to use a phone booth. And then he comes out there and he goes, oh yeah, you really want to use this? And he pulls out an Uzi and starts shooting up the phone booth.
Wow. He must've been young back then. He's an action star.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a little older. Uh-huh. He had like a crew cut.
Okay.
I remember that. And that was Falling Down. Well,
you know what's crazy nowadays? Like, you can't even see a phone booth.
No. I bet you people go up with it and they wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, they're like, what's this? Why do I have to put a dollar now?
yeah, right? They're probably looking for like a card slot to swipe their credit card.
Yeah, or Apple Pay or something.
I know, for real.
Yeah, man. Yeah, those are gone.
Would it be a dollar?
I don't know, because I remember it was a quarter. And then, you know, those who had pagers, like, oh, damn, how do I call my friend again? How do I call him back? And then it became 35 cents at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about at the airport? Do they have any?
I don't remember. I didn't see any.
I don't ever think I've seen any.
Yeah.
Maybe when I was in Hawaii, I do remember seeing payphones there.
Was it in a museum?
I know. But I didn't go inside it.
I think that's the only way you'd see them in a museum.
In a museum.
Yeah.
That'd be funny. Well, so Gamescom 2021.
Yeah.
It came and went really quick. But there were some really good titles that came through that. And then there was some retread stuff that they've been showcasing. And the one that comes to my mind is Sifu. I just want that game to come out.
Yeah, they pushed that back to February as well.
Yeah.
Damn, that's far.
Wow.
It feels far.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
It'll come by quick, though.
And you know how it goes. They'll show you all the upcoming games. They'll start with just some generic ones like King of Fighters.
Woo!
Yeah. You remember that?
I love that.
Shoot, they got 15 of those.
Yeah, they do. And this one, particularly, they have rollback netcode. So watch out, Street Fighter. You're lagging in regards to your netcode there, Capcom. Because everybody's jumping on the... Well, I don't know about everybody. Everybody except for you is jumping on this rollback netcode. So rollback netcode feels like when you're playing against somebody, it feels that, you know, overseas or across the continent or your neighbor or whatever, you know. Even though you're not LAN, you're playing on Wi-Fi. You feel like you're playing right next to them. Whereas, like, Guilty Gear has that, and then this game's going to have that. What else had GGOP? I think Street Fighter Third Strike had a better netcode than Street Fighter V right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, whenever Street Fighter VI comes out, I really hope they implement rollback netcode. Not their own type of rollback netcode that they're using now, because you can definitely feel the lag. And King of Fighters is cool. I mean, they have Mai. Mai's cool. Totally love Mai. Back when I was in high school. And then Andy and Terry Bogart. And I don't know if they have Rock in there. Rock is sick. So Rock is like the kid of Geese Howard. Geese was like the main antagonist. Like, he'd wear like, I don't know, man. He looked badass. He wore some gi. He looks freaking buff, and he's just ripping you apart with his fireballs.
That's crazy how you remember their names.
Oh, yeah. They have Leon, and they have characters like from other type of Neo Geo games.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was fun. I remember playing that on PS1 or PS2, like, where they would also cross up with Street Fighter. So instead of like Capcom versus SNK, it'd be SNK versus Capcom. And each developer would have their own type of sprite. So like Capcom versus SNK, you would see like a Street Fighter based animation and the way how they're drawn. And then SNK versus Capcom, it would be like SNK type of animation. So it's so fun, those games. And that's more of a game that I'm more likened to versus like Guilty Gear, because Guilty Gear is like crazy. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of Dragon Ball, and like playing Dragon Ball and just watching Dragon Ball is too fast for these old man hands now.
Oh,
so
no, I don't think so. for my old man hands, maybe.
Not for you. I only get to a certain point and then I already hit my ceiling. I'm like, man, my ceiling's low now.
Wow. So King of Fighters, yeah. Do you know which one came first, that one or Street Fighter?
I feel like Street Fighter came out first, like Street Fighter 1.
Okay.
Yeah, where it was like Ryu versus the whole world. You can choose like one or Ken, one or two of them. Yeah, there's either choose Ryu or Ken. Mm-hmm. And are basically the same character, just with a different skin.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and
gotcha.
Then they started battling with SNK. And then you start seeing a rivalry between the two. Like, for example, when you look at Dan is a parody of Ryo, and Ryo is like the Shoto. Shoto is basically like Ryu, Ken, Akuma. And they both throw fireballs, they both have a dragon punch, and they have some type of hurricane kick. That's the basic formula of a Shoto character.
Okay.
Yeah, they have those traits. And then they always wear like some type of gi, right?
Okay.
And then when you look at Ryo, he has a gi, but he's wearing like an undershirt. Get out of here with an undershirt, wear a gi, man. Who's that, man? And what are you doing throwing your fireball with your hands, like not touching, your palms not touching each other? It's like from his head to his hip, he's throwing a fireball.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And then you get Dan, which is is a parody, and he throws his fireball as one hand, but it goes only like maybe like 1 or 2 feet.
Okay. I did look up that one character we were talking about, that the one guy that was like holding, wearing like a Hawaiian shirt and holding like a turtle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's so doggone good. He's so badass that he only needs one hand to take care of his opponent.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's from Street Fighter 2?
It's from Street Fighter 3.
3.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Very interesting. Yeah. Shit, I'd love to log that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. They got a book coming out, like an art book and history coming out. I think you can buy it on Amazon pretty soon. I mean, the artists who draw these characters, some of them draw them cool and some totally draw them drop dead gorgeous.
Right.
I'm like, wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, moving on from there, Saints Row Reboot.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting because there's a few Saints Row, and I'm trying to figure out, is this going to be... Because what they tried to do was make him a little more comedic, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got that.
A little bit more modern, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this didn't show any gameplay. This was mainly a theatrical thing showing these people, this group of people, like there's three people and they're kind of messing with this gang and then driving down the street and then finally, you know, they corner them and then another person shows up with a rocket launcher and blows the other dude all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way it looks great, right? But it doesn't give me a lot as far as like what the gameplay is going to look like. So wondering what that's going to look like.
Have you played Saints Row?
No.
It's like Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a copy of it.
Yeah, it's like a silly Grand Theft Auto.
Like with dudes with big heads, right?
Dudes with dildos. Oh, shit. Hitting swords. I never really got into it. I just saw like screenshots of people play, review it. And they have one where there's superpowers and stuff. So it got a little out of hand, in a way. I just probably something I played just a little bit, just to mess around with.
Okay.
But in this game, I think they're just talking about like modern times, like it's hard to buy a house and like it's hard to go to college because it costs a lot of money. So it's like that.
All right. Now, are you interested in this game?
No, not really. Just because Grand Theft Auto is not like I play it to mess around. I remember my first time playing Grand Theft Auto. I just put in a bunch of cheat codes with David, and we just went to town with trying to get 5 stars, destroying these helicopters, using the bazooka to destroy the town. Just wreak havoc on everything. But no, I probably won't get it. I'll probably just like read about it.
Sure. And a game that I've read about recently with the no multiplayer is Halo. Halo Infinite.
Yeah, I mean they're just straight up doing multiplayer. Now the multiplayer you're talking about is a co-op.
Okay.
So you can do the campaign, but you can't do it first day and out with a friend.
Okay.
And I think with people who play Halo, that's a big thing. With some of them, they want to get the game. They wait up till midnight, turn on the system. They play with their buddy or their brother and sister, and like they were going to beat this campaign together. You know,
that was how I was first introduced to the game.
Yeah.
You know, and my friend brought me over, and we played it, and he kind of taught me the mechanics of it. And I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
You know? And so I can understand why people are a little upset, a little irritated. Because now, what are we talking about? It just being single player?
Single player, no co-op.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then the co-op will come later?
Yeah.
All right.
You can play multiplayer still, like PvP. Mm-hmm. But if they want to have that old school retro experience that brings back a bunch of those nice, good feelings, they're going to have to wait. And they may have beat the campaign already by that time. So
I see.
Yeah. I mean, it's been over a year. It's going to be like a little bit over a year. And they still haven't got it straight with the campaign. So it's interesting how they're doing that. I don't know. I don't know if how many robots they encountered with it.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure. Yeah. And you know what? It's not making me more interested in getting an Xbox. I have the older Xbox, but the new one.
Yeah. I know, like, they released this 20-year Xbox, and then what's cool, because I like controllers, joysticks, like SCUF or Battle Beaver, or, like, I wish Sony would release, like, an Elite-style PS5 controller, because I would totally get that. Yeah. But in this case, they have that Elite Xbox controller that's Halo-themed. It's pretty badass.
Really?
And they have a system that's Halo themed too for celebrating their 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
I wonder how much that is.
Yeah.
Close to $250, I bet.
The controller?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because their Elite's already expensive, yeah.
Wow.
Because it has those paddles in the back, and from what all I hear, it's very good quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Sony, release that.
You know people buy it.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about this before, yeah. Right? Yeah. Man, I'd want one.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, because I remember playing with the attachment they had for the PS4 for the DualShock. I mean, in Ghost of Tsushima, I would press just to use my index or my ring finger on the bottom of that by the handle, and I would dodge instead of releasing my thumb off their duals, the stick to press circle.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's faster. It's quicker. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, if I had something like that when I was playing Destiny.
Yeah.
I think I'd
be sliding. I'd, yeah. Sliding everywhere. Right? Slide shooting. I heard that guy released, right? The new the Destiny?
Witch one? Was it?
I forget. It's some witch lady that's like 20 feet tall or something. It's a sister of Oryx.
Wow. Sister Oryx. We're still not talking about Oryx, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Well, we got that lore, man. I hear it's good. I hear that the grind isn't as long. So you can you can get rid of your weeklies in like 2 to 3 hours instead of like a week.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I kind of have like an itch LT to jump in, but you know, I'm just kind of like buying my time.
Well, if nothing good comes out in these next few days, you may have to fire that back up.
Yeah.
And get that going.
Yeah.
With jeez.
I just like those games. It's like when you don't keep up with it, it's like going to the gym. You go to the gym for like a year and then you're like, let me take a break. And that break lasts for a week, but maybe it lasts longer. And then when you jump back in, you expect to be the same, but it's not. Except in Destiny, things move on without you.
Right.
So the power level is increased. Like all, there's been changes through
light level or whatever.
Yeah, man. So I'd be like super behind.
Yeah, you go back on there and you're like, oh, all my weapons are sunshined. You know, they're in the vault.
Yeah. So it kind of gives some incentive to play and get those new weapons, though, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Like all these other games that I've backlogged. Like I still haven't finished Mass Effect.
Yeah. Just real quick, you know who's gonna have a backlog? Unfortunately, China. They got that. So my cousin sent me over this article. Thanks, John, about how the Chinese government is putting a time limit on video games. And when I was reading the article, it's like online games, and the time limit is 3 hours a week.
Dude, how do they know? I mean, I know how they know. They're in people's homes, seeing how long and what they're doing.
So it's like. So say that you jump on Destiny. This is a good example.
Yeah.
And then start timing you.
Yeah.
And it's only for like, you can only play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then public holidays. I was like, damn, dude, I die. Because I know I read an article, they're saying that it's like opium, virtual opium.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because people get that fix, right? People get that fix when they, like in Destiny, you get a headshot and or you win when you're down or when you play Street Fighter or any type of fighting game or, you know, you get that win or if you get the loot box and you get the item you want. I mean, there's different triggers for that feeling.
Okay.
And maybe over there they're just trying to get a handle on it. I don't know.
You know, I feel like my dad's like jumping up and down saying, yes, right? Yes. You know, you're not playing those video games.
Oh, no, I'm going to let you play something else. I'll go play outside. And it was funny, too, because my coworker, shout out to Liam, he's playing Fortnite. And his mom was asking me, like, what do you think about video games? And I, like, you know, because he gets focused on it.
Sure.
And I said to her, well, look at me. I'm not saying I'm like the gold standard or anything. I was like, I feel like I turned out okay. I try to be humble, but I'm like, well, I played a lot of video games when I was a kid. And there's some perception that when you play video games all day and that's your hobby, you end up not doing well.
Right.
Right? I mean, but then like anything, like I use that my focus in playing video games and I translate that into studying. Where I could study at Barnes & Noble's for nursing for 12 hours a day with my study partner, Kat. We would just sit there and study.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, I think it takes a maturity level too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're grown men.
Right.
And you know me, like, I'm online with you. I'm like, I'm tired already.
Yeah.
When it comes like 11:30 or something, yeah. I'm like, yo, bro, I got to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then you have, you know, your 11 through 14 year old that just doesn't quite get, the whole time management and self-control.
Right.
But you know what? Not every kid has that problem.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for me to make sense of this, but I do understand, like with my own children, I'm like, hey, you've been spending a lot of time with this. Let's go do something else.
Right. Just to get their focus away from something else, right?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it. I totally understand.
But to mandate it as in like what happens after 3 hours?
Yeah.
Does your internet shut off?
I don't know what happens. I don't know if they get fined or anything or just...
right? Like, what the freak?
Or like, really? Just like, yeah, some your dude just gets gone or like...
If bust you're... down your door and takes your controller?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to... how they're going to keep track of that and then hold the parents accountable for it. I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, but I don't know. it's great. To me, I feel like, what are they going to do after 3 hours? What happens if you're... I can't say anything about it.
No, but like, honestly, like, what, like, you're in summer break and you know, you're just chilling at home.
Yeah.
So 3 hours into it, you're like...
Or an hour into it, right? One hour Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, because like, honestly, you get into a good game and sometimes 3 hours goes by fast.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right? Like, Ghost.
Yeah.
You know, like... 3 hours. Whoa, shoot, it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, I forgot to eat. Right? Yeah. Like, you're like, oh my gosh. Like,
oh, I'm petting these animals. They're eating more than I am.
That's an interesting thing. You know what? I would love to hear people's take on that. If you can, email us at jnbay@neighborgamers.com. We'd love to hear what your opinion is of it. Just because I want to wrap my head around, you know, why is this a good thing or vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's pros and cons.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
But I did say, hey, Nem, so I said, hey, Nem, if your son ends up with a PS5, then I know what you think of me.
Wow, okay. All right. That's cool.
Because right now they have a Switch, and they're playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
And, Fortnite had that Martin Luther King tribute.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. So you'd go in, you'd walk up, and then with your avatar, and they would do the speech.
For real?
Yeah. It just, they had emotes and stuff, which kind of, some people were saying that's kind of disrespectful. But they got rid of the...
I heard that got disabled.
Yeah. Some of the disrespectful ones.
Okay.
But people get emote.
Okay.
So it's interesting. So it's so crazy how Fortnite is a PvP building, shooting, and then they went into... hosting virtual concerts, and now they're teaching American history.
Interesting,
right? Yeah, it's gaming, man. It's going through all these spectrums.
You know, my homies that are social sciences and history teachers, they're like, they're probably all over that thing, and that's cool.
Yeah, I think
because
cool.
It is cool. Yeah. Hey, Martin Luther King is one of my favorite leaders, and man, I did a book report on that when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
When I hear him speak, you know, I have a dream speech, man, it gives me like goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
One of our greatest leaders in my time, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. And then segueing into video games.
Yeah.
from Martin Luther King. That's kind of hard.
Oh, it's funny because he's part of video games now.
Right? That is interesting. Yeah. And I do want to fire up my Fortnite game, get that back into motion. I think I will. Huh. But I wanted your opinion of this. So, New World, we got Amazon with a massive multiplayer online RPG. And it's New World. It's going to be on Steam and on Microsoft. I imagine it'll be on Xbox.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm worried for them. I'm worried that this is how smooth this is going to go.
Yeah.
And you mentioned servers and stuff. Like, this could be a really rough go at it when this releases.
I feel like out of all the multiplayer MMOs games I've played, I think the smoothest one was Destiny.
Okay.
Because I played Star Wars Galaxy with Dave and Ian, and I remember jumping on my PC because I was a PC nerd back then, playing my Minecraft and my Turbo Taxes, and and then all of a sudden I'm like, well, how come I can't log in? What is this?
Right.
Right? And then back to Final Fantasy XI on the PS2, same thing. Like, you can't log in.
Right.
So, and then Street Fighter V, I totally remember that as well. Like, trying to play some against some PvP and I can't log in. And Guilty Gear Strive, it's the same thing over and over and over. They have to have like a good beta test in order to maintain and get their systems, their servers running, to have all of this poor people pouring in to play.
So their beta is coming September 9th.
Okay.
Let's jump on there, give it a shot, see what I don't even know
on if your my PC?
I don't know if my laptop will handle that. Shoot, I might have to fire. I wonder if my old Xbox One, I wonder if I'd be able to fire that up.
Oh, you're going to check it out? Okay.
I'm curious, but I ain't paying for it. It should be free if it's a beta.
Yeah, it should be.
For reals, right?
Yeah.
We'll see.
man. I mean, I didn't really take a look at it. What's the character design like?
You know, so what I see it as, so they're highlighting this island. The island is Aeternum. It's a mystical land with magic. These, you know, you've got these guys that look like knights. And they go to this island and they're off fighting. They're looking around. They got these crazy big buildings with these big statues and stuff. And it's like wizards and... I don't know if there's going to be dragons and that kind of lore, but it kind of reminds me a little bit of that Dungeon and Dragon-ish type feel.
Okay, that's cool.
We'll see. I'm not sure, like, hey, what kind of leveling up system they're going to use. How is there going to be some survival mechanics? Mm-hmm. There's just a lot you don't know because all they did was just show, you know, people fighting and moving around and looking at scenery.
I'm glad it's a beta then.
Yeah, so you have to check it out in September, yeah. September 9th. And hopefully it's decent.
I hope so.
Yeah, for them. Mm-hmm. This is like Amazon's first game.
Yeah.
Right? Shit. Okay, we'll see. Maybe go fly to the moon too while we're at it.
Shit. With all our money that we spent on Amazon.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, I love Amazon. I think my family loves it a little bit too much. Oh, I'm like, dang. Whoa, man, what's going on right here?
You know, it's funny because I remember with Amazon back then, I bought my exhaust for my Mustang back then. Damn, okay. It was free shipping for that thing.
What?
Holy crap, dude. That's a lot of money too. Shipping like an exhaust. It was awesome. But now it's not like free shipping or anything. Okay. But their prices are getting expensive. I don't use Amazon as much, so now I'm debating, like, huh.
Yeah.
Maybe I may not have to do this Prime thing annually.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't been purchasing a lot of items on Amazon. And jeez. Then I think the only time like I've used Amazon Prime Video, is that the name?
Yeah.
I watched Evangelion.
Who's that?
3.3.1. No? You haven't watched Evangelion? Oh, no, babe. That's like historic anime culture back in 1990s. And if you're a kid watching it, you're expecting like Dragon Ball with robots. But it gets really deep. And at the end, it becomes crazy.
Really?
Super crazy.
Evangelion.
They take a lot from the Bible, I would say.
Really?
A lot of Bible references. And then,
but is it still on Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Dude, it's.
How is that spelled with an E or an A?
E. Evangelion. I mean, there's Shinji and Asuka and Rei, and they introduce these other two characters. And I remember watching it at 2 o'clock in the morning and watching the final episode, because I remember I got it from freaking from Suncoast, and I said, oh, I don't know what happened. I was too young, because they offer a theory and in their anime and their whole metaverse, and they run with it, and it's so abstract. I felt like I had to rewatch it multiple times to understand what's going on.
Oh, shit. I can't watch this.
Because it's cool. It's like action-based and like, whoa, wow, man. You got to get into a special suit and it's plugged into into a robot, which you find out is like a humanoid in there. Like it's armor, but you don't know about it. And has a soul of your mom. Yeah, it's crazy.
All right.
It's cool, man. It's really, it's so sci-fi.
Wow. Okay.
And they have like, I don't know, man. It's like amniotic fluid and stuff.
Like the Gundam suits?
No, it's like worse. Because Gundam suits are made out of material, like metal, right? This is like flesh that you don't know that you're putting a plug into its spine.
Oh, really? Until
later on.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you see like this robot you think is just a robot. All of a sudden it has teeth and it's just rah, starts eating other Evangelions.
Huh.
Yeah, other EVA units.
That's interesting.
Oh, that's badass. It's badass, and then it goes like, whoa, what is going on?
Real creepy?
Oh, just like what is the director thinking? Like, what's in his mind? And then, like, they, of course, like, it's been many years, and then there's several articles saying that he's going through depression, and you could, like, if you look at it if you look at it now, and now that I have a lot more history and more knowledge about you know, taking psychology and dealing with patients at work and their history about depression, you could see it in this character, Shinji.
Oh, wow.
Where he's so depressed he doesn't want to move.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know what made me depressed is when I was telling you about this Midnight Suns. I was telling you about this Midnight Suns game, and then you show me, oh, it's like XCOM, and you start showing me this freaking video, this like 20-minute video of tactical.
Wow, it felt like 20 warfare. Minutes. It's only a 4-minute review.
Oh, that's already dang, sick. Man.
It's already bad. it felt like 20 minutes.
So Midnight Suns is like a title. It's a Marvel title from the late 80s, maybe 90s. And they show the cinematic, and it looks kind of cool. Okay, I'm not quite sure if I'm sold on the art style, you know, the way they present the characters, because you get so used to, like, the way the Marvel game is.
Yeah, with, bright, colorful. Yeah,
right. And this one's a little bit cartoony, kind of soft looking, right?
Like dark,
yeah.
Gold and black, and symbols on Wolverine's suit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I loved that they had Wolverine there, and they had, like, characters like Blade, Iron Man, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, this other character which is similar to Doctor Strange is Nico Minoru.
Oh, don't know that person.
And Magic is like Colossus's younger sister. Her name
is Magic.
Her character is Magic, and she's Ileana Rasputin.
Rasputin. Like, oh, she sounds like Destiny.
Does portals and goes into this different.
Oh, that is like
different. Like
it's like strange.
Yeah, different time place. But then I'm trying to figure out like what this game is gonna be like if it's all tactical and it's like, yo, Iron Man, post up right here on this corner and just blast everybody with your, you know, with your wrists. Mm-hmm. You know, your plasma beam or whatever.
And he could probably has more mobility, so he could fly further. He doesn't need to go up the stairs. He can probably just get on top of a building. And then you have Wolverine, who's your melee, probably has a little bit more defense and health regen, so he can get in there and start hitting up these enemies. I can see it. It sounds good, bae.
You make it sound good.
Yeah,
you know, you're like selling it, you know, real
painting
good.
The picture.
But man, I saw that XCOM. I saw there's a map. Like, are you just focus on the map and like doing this? And all right, we're gonna go have like this group of people go here and this group of people. I don't know. I feel like with Marvel, you just want to go out there and just smash stuff.
Yeah.
Like, give me Thor. Let me spin my hammer around and just like go at some bad guys.
You got the Avengers for that. Marvel's Avengers on the PS on the consoles. And then you have that Future Revolution that just released last Tuesday on the. On mobile. Maybe they feel like they need to go a different direction.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Yeah. I don't know.
You're like, nah, I don't feel like going swimming with that.
it's a hard sell. It's a hard sell for me.
Yeah.
Especially when they were saying that this character, the one that you're going to play, you're going to be able to like customize this character and give her or he or her these heroic powers.
And oh, yeah. Maybe you want to make it more... melee, so you press your cursor from this tile to the next tile, right, mate? And then you see them do their action, and then you actually, or he or she's getting beat up, you make them do defense, you know, and then you have Iron Man from the building you were talking about and shooting from his palms.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, you know?
So you want to play this game?
Yeah, I'm totally willing to check it out. Totally willing to check it out.
All right, James.
I like Final Fantasy Tactics. I love the Ramza and stuff, so... It's cool.
I haven't played a tactical game I remember playing XCOM, and then my one friend that was playing with me was very rigid, you know, and was like, and I'm thinking the same XCOM where you're like, it's your military.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. Like that isometric map, and then it's at a grid, and you tell them to shoot on your turn or whatever.
Right.
Movement.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not entirely sold on this just yet.
Okay,
but you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
It's like my favorite term.
Yeah, we'll see. Last of Us Part 2.
Oh wow! Yeah, you did change my mind on that one.
it changed your mind on it.
It sure did.
I just kind of encouraged you to play it.
You know what? And I probably would never have played that if I wasn't doing that this podcast with you. Like, there's no way I would be like, so like, no, screw this. I'm not buying that game. And I finished the game. Yeah. I spent a ton of hours on it too.
Yeah, I'm glad that that it gave you some feelings.
Yeah.
I mean, some empathy there.
You know what? And I think like some of these other games that we're going to mention, like Far Cry 6.
Yeah. Did you play Far Cry in your past, in your gaming history?
I have. It always got kind of weird for me, weird psychedelic with like some of this, the storyline and stuff. And a lot of the first person activities used to make me real nauseous.
Okay.
So I'm excited that Giancarlo Esposito is in there, and
he's an antagonist, right?
Yeah, and I remember this guy from Breaking Bad.
He was Mandalorian, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the one with the dark lightsaber.
Yeah, the dark blade. Yeah.
So he's gonna really make this that series and that game. So I'm interested in that game. You know, it's always hard for me at this point. Dropping $70-$60 on a game, unless it's going to be really good.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that one. Here's a game that I was interested in, and I don't know if you saw this. It's actually an Xbox game called Crossfire. Mm-mm. Crossfire X. And it's a first-person shooter with some stealth and multiplayer. Looks really nice. Mm-hmm. Curious, see how that looks. Also, here's another Xbox one called Stray Blade. Movement looks really realistic. And the one thing that stood out for me with Stray Blade was just the mechanics of seeing him dodge, the character dodge, look really good. Kind of reminded me a little bit like an Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if you saw those titles. Interesting to see how those pan out. And then there's some straight up weird games that showed up on this Gamescom. Clyde the Snail. What the freak, man? Like, how you make a snail like a, you know, the protagonist?
Yeah.
When some dude with salt can just jump over there.
And then you'll start burning and bubbling.
Throw some salt on you. But that one's that's an indie game.
Okay.
And man, indie games, there, you know what, there's some really great ones. And and our buddy Mike mentioned that Disco Elysium.
Yeah.
And
did you look at it?
I've been looking at it, but I haven't pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
But
voice acting, yeah.
Right, but the art style looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think that's what kind of makes these indie games pop,
yeah,
right? Because we mentioned at the beginning, and I know I'm kind of going all over the place.
Yeah,
I want to give you some time to interject. But that one game with the Gigabash.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think, like, one thing that I'm really noticing, the textures are so realistic, and it's like, wow, to make that and what do you call these kaiju, what do you call those guys, those big monsters,
pretty much
kaijus, right? To make, and these giant robots, to make them look like you can touch them and they're realistic,
yeah,
and you see like the dirt come off of their bodies,
yes,
you know, see this, you know, all the smoke around it and stuff. It just looks really, really nice. It's really enticing for me to, it's like, hey, I want to play this.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It doesn't take you out of the game. It just keeps you more involved in it.
Connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because when you said you see the dirt on the characters, like Deanna, she's always said, like, when you watch Wonder Woman 1982, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Okay.
Or Wonder Woman in general. Like, she doesn't get dirty very often. And that always bothers the hell out of her.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, look at Black Widow. She's getting beat up and dirty and bloodied.
Yeah.
And you look at Wonder Woman, there's not even dirt on her at all.
There's not even dirt on her. Right.
So, that's good. This game looks fun. I'm down to check it out.
Yeah. And right, I don't know, sometimes, and I guess it's because I've been playing games like Judgment.
Yeah.
Where it's... It's very linear, right? And it's kind of long. I want to jump into a game that just go in and fight something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. And I totally understand. Like, I jumped into Ghost of Tsushima Legends, and I was on the mic with Mike, and I was on the survival mode, and it was like 15 waves. I'm like, dude, I just wanted to stick around for 5 waves. I didn't realize these 15 waves is going to take 40, 50, almost an hour to play.
Yeah.
I had to bounce because I just had to make coffee and stuff, but yeah, I totally understand what you mean.
It kind of crazy that we've gone through, man, 50 minutes at this point,
yeah.
And man, there's a lot of stuff I still haven't covered yet.
All right, let's keep going.
Let's just keep going, huh?
For games gone, I do want to say that Elden Ring, that game that's like that is made by the creators of Souls. Oh, dude, it looks great. Looks fun.
That looks awesome.
Yeah.
And I just remember when dude was getting in position and like a horse like appeared right underneath him.
Yeah.
You know, that game, I hope it's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's coming out in December.
Yeah, December, January, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. They're waiting. They're holding on to these games. They're pushing back their dates so they can compete with the holiday rush.
Yeah.
And so, like, right now, there's a little bit of a lull. But, man, Kena is on the horizon. That's going to be in a couple weeks. I'm circling a date to go and play that game. What game are you waiting for right now?
Just Kena right now. That's all I got. And then I was telling you guys I was wanting to play Ghost of Tsushima Legends, but they haven't updated it yet because they're adding new maps and survival stuff and ability to increase your gear. That's all upcoming games so far, just Kena.
Okay, and then tomorrow, September 1st, Genshin Impact releases the skin that has Aloy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming out tomorrow.
And that game, the Horizon comes out, Forbidden West comes out February 18th, 2022, so they pushed that back.
Yeah. And boy, does they remastered Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
And it looks fantastic.
Damn, man, I need to bust out that disc so I could find it and try it out.
Well, I have got the one you gave me. So if you ever want to use that one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean,
at some point.
It looks good. I'm sitting there taking screenshots, and like you'd said this before when you were convincing me to get this TV of mine,
the
LG, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, the blacks are super black.
Yeah, and OLED. Yeah. OLEDs. Yeah.
And you look at this and you're like, just watching them talk, and you're like, wow, everything just pops.
Yeah.
And it just, like I said it before, textures that looks realistic.
Yeah.
You know, one weird thing is that the lip mechanics sometimes is off.
Okay.
And so I think particularly with the older gal, the one that makes her a seeker,
mm-hmm.
she something maybe with the way they made her lips too, it looks a little off when she talks. But man, when she goes out in the environment, she looks out at the different those mechanical things.
Yeah,
those monsters, looks fantastic.
Zoids.
Yeah. you got to get back to like I right now with that one. I'm just kind of. I'm fumbling through the mechanics.
Yeah, it feels different, right?
Yeah, because I'm not quite sure. I can't remember all the stuff. Like, just to change my arrows to fire, I can't quite remember that.
Yeah.
And so I had to look that up. But you're going to press, like, L1. But if you haven't played that game, and you're like, man, come on, if you have PS Plus, it's free, right? Or no?
Not anymore.
Oh, it used to be. It used to be for a short time.
Oh, really?
But check.
I wonder if I did. I just re-downloaded. Shit.
Yeah. Go check that out. Because it's worthwhile. Especially now that there's not a whole lot to play.
Oh, speaking of checking out, Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles? Is that out?
No, I want to check it out whenever that game is released. They showed that trailer with April O'Neil. And then the sprite. And it looks so cool. It reminds me of the arcade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Is it going to have that same 16-bit look to mm-hmm. it? Oh, sweet.
Damn, we got to play multiplayer with that.
Okay. Is it September or later?
I forget. I just saw it. They just announced it around Gamescom, too.
Okay. So. Any other games you're missing from Gamescom?
Death Stranding. They did an 8-minute video of that. I beat that game.
Director's cut?
Yeah.
Are you going to play that director's cut?
No, just because I felt like I was one and done with it. I got a hold of the story. It's I traveled from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Right.
But the way how they're promoting it now and marketing it, they added all this gear and these robots with legs that can carry you so you can think about what you're going to do on your next delivery is what they promote it as. It's funny. Or they have like a cannon that could shoot like your items. They have like more story. So it kind of look like they have areas that look like Metal Gear. That's okay. What gets me.
Okay.
I'm like, damn.
Wow.
Metal Gear, sick. Cool. I'll try that. But not enough to upgrade yet. It's just like, it was a good game last year. And just boggles my mind how it talks about communication and society and trying to get back together and connected. And we're through this pandemic, and that's what we're all struggling for. Seeking, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So, the game was fun when I was playing it at the time. I just don't know if I'll ever go back to it.
It's beautiful, yeah. Right? But this whole the premise of the story just doesn't sell me.
Yeah. Like the postman from was it Kevin Costner? Is that him?
Is that him?
Is it him?
I don't know.
The postman.
Postman?
Yeah.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Remember like, Waterworld.
I don't know if it was around like the Civil War or something.
Hmm.
And like he was literally a postman.
Wow. Hey, do you think we can switch gears and talk about this movie I saw?
Yeah.
Free Guy. Dude, I still wanted you to go with us, but
too.
It's too bad you had to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to do my best not to spoil this for Jay here because I do want him to watch this. But I'm going to kind of go over the. Okay, let me just say this. Ryan Reynolds was fantastic in this movie.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so obviously. I enjoyed this movie. The girl that played Millie, man, what's her name? What does that say right there? Jodie?
Yes.
Jodie Connor? She was awesome. And so she had to play kind of like the love interest for Guy, mm-hmm. and also the love interest for the guy from Keys. The guy from Stranger Things.
Oh.
So she had double duty. And she did a fantastic job. Interesting thing, whoever did the makeup and putting together his costumes, fantastic. Because she would play the avatar, Millie, in the game of this land that they called Free City. And then she would play the girl that was, you know, the computer programmer outside in the real world. And she did a fantastic job. And on account of the different hairstyles and things like that, she really looked like two different people. And at one point, at the very beginning, I was like, oh, is that the same girl or not? You know, but just a simple thing as changing hair color could do that. But let me just kind of give a brief synopsis about what this movie is. And so this is kind of a boy meets girl, right? And that's Guy meets Millie. Falls in love, first sight. Girl gives boy ultimatum. Yeah, if you want to be with me, you've got to be this. For the video game, he had to be a certain level, right?
Wow.
And then girl falls for boy and then realizes they cannot be together. Okay? So it's an interesting story, all right? What ties this all together is the awesome video game stuff that they insert into this movie. Okay, so you have Guy who is an NPC, and you know this, right?
Yeah,
he's an NPC, non-playable character, meaning that he just walks around and he works at a bank, right? And he's got a blue shirt, and then they call him the blue shirt guy. But all he does every day goes to bank gets robbed, and then he survives the robbery. And goes out to eat with his friend Buddy, and then rinse repeat. He does it again, right? But then something clicks with him that, dude, I met this girl. I want this girl. But why is it that Guy is different now?
Uh-huh.
know what I mean? And I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Yeah.
But something clicks in his mind, and it brings it back to the story of what the programmers are, of what Millie in the outside world and Keys in the outside world, and how that comes together kind of makes this story click for me.
Cool.
Okay. It's great. I brought my whole family, my mm-hmm. wife, and my wife does not play video games. She doesn't. She's like, what is an NPC, you know, and why are they doing these weird dances?
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, Fortnite dances, right. And stuff, yeah.
And so there's a lot of things that make reference to Fortnite, the weapons. They bring out that stick with the horse on it, okay. Right, uh-huh. on the head. They bring out all these different weapons, a portal gun from the game Portal.
Yeah.
Super cool. It's very cool. You know, and not to mention like a health pack that he picks up and it fixes his face.
Yeah.
Really a lot of fun. The Rotten Tomatoes score had it 82. Ooh. For the critics. Mm-hmm. And a 95 for wow. the audience.
Okay.
So the audience really represented this and said, hey, we love this.
Yeah.
And I forget being overcritical of certain little nuances in the story and stuff. It's a fun time. You know what? If you have kids over, if you're okay with your kids hearing a few little, and I'm not going to say little because for some families, cuss words are a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. If you're okay, you know, maybe it's a PG-13. It's PG-13 for a reason, mainly because of language. You know, if you're all right with that, take your son, daughter, watch this, and just have fun with it. It's a lot of fun. And then on top of that, they've got these different streamers on there. And is it Pokimane?
Mm-hmm.
She's on there. Jacksepticeye, Ninjan's on there, Dan, TDM, and Laserbeam. And it really adds to the story seeing them in there. Now, the one funny...
Are they playing streamers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And so they're like, who... So Guy, Ryan Reynolds, is also known as Blue Shirt Guy, you know? And so, I don't get to ruin it for you. And I'm pausing right here. But one of the most funniest parts is when this one guy, this dude playing in his mom's basement.
Yeah.
Guy, right? And his avatar is Channing Tatum. And Channing Tatum, like so he's like talking to Guy. And what they don't realize is like Guy does not have a user.
Yeah, he's an NPC.
He's an NPC.
Yeah.
But they're talking to him like he's a human. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this guy, you know, in mom's basement guy is talking to the real guy, and he's got Channing Tatum as his avatar, and he's tricked out because he's such a high level.
Yeah.
Right? And he starts doing these emotes, these dances and stuff. And he's killing it with these different dance moves.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes you laugh.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, dude's got some dancing from, what, Magic Mike and these yeah, other okay, these other yeah. Movies and stuff.
He has but, this experience to draw from.
Yeah, but it's just a lot of fun, right? And I'm not going to get into, like, the sunglass thing is, it's kind of cool because... Once he realizes that if Guy wears these sunglasses,
yeah.
He starts to see the HUD,
the matrix,
the heads up display.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, oh wow, that's what level I am and this and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just really fun. It's super entertaining. And I watched this in the theater.
Yeah.
Because it's not available out in streaming.
Yeah.
So I recommend it.
Cool.
Right now, best movie I've seen this year.
Wow. Okay.
This year. And, okay. Yeah. It's better than Suicide Squad.
Okay.
And Suicide Squad was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. All right. And, well, you know what? It's kind of funny. You take that with a grain of salt because there's not that many great movies this year. But this one, I think, is a must-see. You should check it out.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. When you first heard about it, were you wanting to watch this?
It just kind of reminded me of... I knew it was going to be about video games, like have some influence in it. It reminded me of like Grand Theft Auto for some reason.
Okay.
Because it's all being all destructive.
I didn't ruin it for you, did I?
Nah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The trailer showed like it was going to be video game based.
Yeah.
And it's like all the context and the minutia of it.
Dude, you know. Taika Waititi's in here.
Oh, okay.
And he's the bad guy.
Oh.
He's freaking hilarious, bro. Yeah. He's
freaking... I like how he can direct and then act.
He's something else. Yeah. Because the cool thing about him is he just takes like a little role, you know?
Yeah.
And he just blows it out. Blows it out of the park.
I'm so curious what he's going to do with Star Wars.
Oh, is he doing the next one?
Yeah.
Oh, is he doing Boba?
He's doing Star Wars. Like, I think he's doing the... Like Star Wars. Like the future of Star Wars.
Oh man. For real? Phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know where I put my phone. It's here somewhere. I was gonna look it up while we're talking.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Wow. No, that's gonna be interesting. Other games, I've tried the Tales of Arise. I've tried that. And that's actually enjoyable. They only give you it's a beta, right? So they only give you a little bit. It's not quite enough for me to go out and buy a $70 game.
When does that game come out?
Comes out this month. So I'm kind of figuring that out, trying to figure out, hey, because there's not a lot to play, but then am I going to get this and then Kena's going to come out and am I going to play both? Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, you're still playing Judgment.
Right? And you've played the Tales series, so...
Yeah, my history with Tales is like... playing it in I think early 2000s, and before it was just side scroll and action based, and it boggled my mind because I remember this girl Twi when we were in college, and she's like, oh, I play this game too. I was like, really? Like show me like how you play it. And because I usually only played one character. And then she opened my mind where you could play different characters at the same time, like kind of like the same time and rotating through their skills. I'm like, damn.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fun. I don't remember the story because I was more into of the gameplay.
Okay.
And this feels like when I saw a trailer of it, it's going to be kind of about the same, but more 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It visually looks really nice. It kind of reminds me of Genshin. Maybe it's because of the perspective with the third person view.
Yeah.
I really like that you can use multiple characters for mm-hmm. for their different moves, different like power moves and stuff. One thing that is kind of annoying was while you're fighting, they're all like talking at the same time.
They're saying their anime stuff?
Yeah. And it sounds like, you know, it just sounds like a, you know, crowded room with a bunch of different...
Water concentration technique breathing.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of that.
Number two. Like,
number three. For real.
Animal breathing.
Yeah.
That's from like Demon Slayer
they're
and
calling
stuff.
Out their moves.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting game.
Yeah. So yeah, he is directing. So he's Taika. To direct and co-write new Star Wars films.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm wondering what's his spin going to be on it.
Yeah, I like his work. I think he's super talented, man. And there's it's no wonder why he's in all these different movies and he's got these different gigs for being the main guy. He does a good job. Oh, man. You've been listening to Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. Jay, have I forgotten anything today?
Oh, you didn't ask me what I was playing.
I didn't, did I? Yeah. I didn't, so tell
That's
us.
Really brief. So I've been playing Hades. So I finally beat it after like 12 or 13 runs. Got my Zag buff enough to finally defeat his dad. And it's funny because like I wasn't vibing with the sword or the arrow or the spear. But I got that shield, became Captain America. And with Captain America shield, you can block. You can block a lot of the projectiles coming at you, and all you have to do is dash away from anything that's coming up underneath you. So it took me a little longer than I wanted to beat the game. It took me 44 minutes the first time, and then I ran it this like right after, And, you know, this game's like Returnal, so depending on what boons you get, like, it's going to alter your gameplay. And the second time I beat it, like, within that same... after I beat it the first time, you know, it took me 27 minutes. Oh, so wow. Now it's getting faster. But, again, you know, it's just randomized. So I think you have to beat this game either 7 to 10 times to get the full story between the parents and why you're alive and why did Nyx save you and all of that jazz.
So with this game, like you say, to get the full story, does that mean on the replay it gives you an additional piece of the story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the difference between some of these roguelikes, is that some of them you just beat to try to get as far as you can.
Right.
Like this one has a nice cohesive story where it's all voice acted. So, and the text is like very, very long. And it's funny, it's because it was the Greek god, so they start talking about each other.
Oh.
And then you get these boons, you can combine them together. For example, the bow lady Artemis with Zeus, you can combine their powers. Or like, and it increases your damage output. So it, or you can hook up with the god of war. I forgot his name. What's the god of war? It's not Kratos.
Ares?
Ares, thank you okay. very much. Yeah. So with him, like, you can, like, when you attack, it inflicts doom, which is like another type of damage, but it takes like maybe a second or two for it to hit. But you can start powering that up. So I get hit them from far away, then all of a sudden they take like 250 damage. So that's fun. And then some runs you don't get that, and you're like, damn, this sucks.
So is it better, like, if you don't have a good, I don't know if that's a roll or what, do you just, is it better to just die?
It depends, because, like, if you're not having a good run, you could say, okay, I just want to focus on getting keys,
okay.
basically. So these keys unlock different weapons. And also, like, you use these keys to look at the mirror and unlock permanent upgrades for your character Zag. And then it also uses currency, which are these little purple teardrops. So you obtain that. Those are permanent, and you can use that to improve your character.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's fun. At first, I was getting a little nauseated for some reason. I don't know why, playing that game. I think because my character was dashing around too much.
Okay.
And the camera wasn't catching up.
Was it different from the PS5 to the Switch?
Controller-wise, feels different. I feel better in control with the DualSense. Screen is better. It's more clear. I don't know. It feels more of the same, but now I'm a little bit further in this game. So now, like, I'm getting that, oh, I need to go play it now.
Okay.
Type of feeling. What else have I been playing? I played a little bit more Splitgate. I finally beat... I did beat Ghost of Tsushima last week with you guys.
Okay.
The main story. But then I liberated the island yesterday. So,
nice.
So that's fun. Just getting more background about Jin and his father and his mother and see what their family dynamic was.
You already platinumed that game, right?
I did. So yeah. It doesn't give you another platinum. It just gives you like another gold.
Nice.
Yeah. It's fun. I like it. I like living in that world. It's fun. Riding on that horse or trampling on enemies now, you know?
In that L1 and just plowing
yeah,
through.
Man. Yeah. I mean, there's builds where you can... Every time you use resolve, you can get like two resolve back.
Oh,
so I use the lightning charm. So when you do heavenly sword, I think that's what it's called. There's a percentage where lightning will strike on other enemies. So like that, just mashing that.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun. It's cool.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look for that charm.
Yeah, it kind of makes it easy. You have to use. I mean, you probably can get it now just because you have all those ghost flowers.
Oh,
and you turn okay. into the guy that doesn't talk to you. He's like,
I kind of set up my player on that to have more health generation.
Okay, yeah.
And so, like after a kill or something,
you get more health. You're more tanky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have cool builds where that fire build, which is totally awesome. I just don't like it how it's dependent on the oil.
Right.
So. Like you would, which is pretty badass. Your sword turns on fire, and anytime you hit an enemy, they burn.
Right.
But when you have the charm on, it inflicts burn in the area. So now all these people are burning, and then you can add charms where that will last longer. and they get terrified. So they're running and they're burning. It's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a fun game. I love it.
Wow.
I don't think I've been playing anything else. I tried to play Knockout City, and I think today where they did a superhero thing.
They started it?
Yeah. It's just when I tried to play yesterday, it took over a minute and a half to try to find a game. And I didn't. That was my tolerance. I'm like, if I don't get any game now, I'm not going to do it. And yeah. Makes me sad because that game was fun. Bad. Yeah.
Maybe it'll pick up.
I hope so today. I mean, it's brand new. Get the ball and you could tackle and kill your enemies.
Right.
Your opponents. Or there's health regen. Yeah. I want to check it out real quick.
Okay. Well, tell me because I'll play it with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You play tonight? Sure.
Shoot, why not?
You work tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just got to walk the dog.
Okay. It doesn't have to be very long. I'll be on after 10 if you just want to give it like 30 minutes or something.
Sure. All right. Do that.
Yeah, man.
Sounds like a
Can't
plan.
Can't wait to play, yeah.
Neighbor Gamers right here.
That's right.
All right. You've been listening to Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. Check us out on Twitter. And that's at J, letter N, Bay Podcast. And then you can also go on Instagram. And Jay takes care of that. That's Jay and Bay at Neighbor Gamers. Or Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. And the email. So, hey, you know, you can if you forget all that, just go to neighborgamers.com and check us out there. I'm Bay signing off along with Jay.
All right. You guys take care of each other. Be kind.
Awesome. Talk to you next time. Take care.
Bye.